Our doctor is in, and so are the doctors of Capital Health. Welcome to the all-new Health 411. Every Sunday morning at 10, Dr. Jonathan Karp, along with our respected panel of guests from Capital Health, take you on an important medical journey to help you navigate your health and the healthcare system to reach your destination, good health. Health 411 is underwritten by Capital Health, Minds Advancing Medicine. Capital Health is the region's leader in providing progressive quality patient care with exceptional physicians, nurses, and staff, as well as advanced technology.
107.7 The Bronx and 107.7TheBronx.com. Proudly nominated for 5 consecutive National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Awards for Best College Radio Station, as well as a winner of the 2023 IBS College Media Award for universities under 10,000 students. We are broadcasting Health 411 from the Bronx All Digital Studios on the campus of Rider University in Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Welcome. I am your host, Professor Jonathan Karp. This Health 411 program is presented by Capital Health. In Health 411, we discuss a variety of issues affecting health and wellness, public health, healthcare policy, the healthcare industry, and the science of health and healthcare. Our goal is to expand your knowledge and your perspective. Today, I am joined in the studio by Steve Basson, our graduate student producer, and our guest who is visiting us from San Diego via Zoom, Reed Davis. Reed Davis is the founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. Welcome to the program, Reed.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jonathan. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here. For students who might be interesting, I'm just going to start off and ask you, I'm pretty sure when you went to college, you didn't say, I want to be in the wellness industry. And I'm guessing that you didn't want to say, I want to found and start be a leader in the wellness industry. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to your career path to where you are now?
Sure. Well, I didn't start in the health industry until I was in my late 40s. I'm 70 now, but I was in environmental law and conservation. So basically through the 90s, I was cleaning up the planet, air, birds, water, trees, bees, very, very conscious about those things and doing my best to help. Make the world a better place. And then in the late 90s, I decided to turn my attention towards people. You know, if you see enough dead birds and fish and vernal pools that need moving and things like that, you start wondering about people, including myself. And I was in pretty good health, really good health, actually. And it wasn't that, it was just more a concern for people since the flora and fauna were doing so poorly at that time. And it was really interesting. I got really, really lucky, and it expanded a whole new world for me. I went to work in a wellness center in Southern California, which was known for alternative medicine, basically. People were coming in who had basically been to, you know, 6, 8, 10 different practitioners and had been told nothing's wrong with you, or just, you know, here's a chill pill. You know, some simple diagnosis, and they still weren't doing well. So they came to us for alternative. And I had a lot to learn, but I had nothing to unlearn. You know, I was just a really good researcher, writer, and I took a very scientific approach. And again, as I said, I was very, very fortunate, Dr. Jonathan, that the right people were there at the right time. And I just got into it early, as they say. I followed some really smart people.
So when you moved from the world of law into the world of, health, let's call it, did you start off in like the legal side of the business? Did you start off where was the launching point?
That was huge. That was a really good question. No one's ever asked me before, but my law and training had given me a really high respect for the order of things. And as I went into the health field, I knew that I wasn't a doctor. I couldn't diagnose and treat anything specifically, that I would have to take a very general approach. And that became actually my strength. And so I had to look for alternative or what was really wrong with the person, not just another diagnosis and treatment plan. You know, everyone coming in our office was, again, 6, 8, 10 different practitioners still suffering. And the first thing I realized was that, wow, they're just putting their health in someone else's hands. Why do that? Why not try to find a way to put the power back in the hands of the people, especially when it comes to health, because it's their responsibility in the end. And Everything everyone was suffering from, I determined pretty soon, pretty early, that it was their own fault, basically. It was all lifestyle. It was, I call it chronic downward spiraling, chronic stress related conditions. So, chronic stress related downward spiraling conditions, which means there was a lot going wrong with them. They're, tired, fatigue. We had chronic fatigue. We had fibromyalgia. We had, every kind of ache and pain and migraine headache and bad skin. And you just name it. This is what people were walking in with. And they might have even had a diagnosis or two and been on a medication or two. And it just wasn't working. And so I had to come up with a different approach, a very holistic and non-medical approach. And so basically, in short, I spent the next 10 years in that clinic running thousands of labs on thousands of people. And I have all this documented. And it was finally, after about 10 years, that one of the labs that I work with said, "Who the hell are you?" "Well, what do you mean? I'm Reed. I work in the clinic. You know that." He goes, No. He goes, "You are Reed. You're running more labs than any five doctors. Matter of fact, our top five doctors in the country, you're running more labs than all of them combined. So whatever the heck you're doing, you should be training others to do it because you're doing amazing things." Now, my clients, on the other hand, these were patients of the office. And so since I'm not a physician, I call them clients. So my clients within that office were telling me the same thing. Like, "Reed, no one's ever done this kind of work. There's no one doing this. You need to be teaching." So finally in 2008, I started teaching, and I've been doing that since then. But
So was that the founding of functional diagnostic nutrition?
yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And that's just the name I gave that first workshop that I taught at. Until then, now I had become a personal trainer, a certified nutritional therapist, and lots of other modalities and certifications in that 10 years while working at that clinic. But mostly my claim to fame, again, is that I just ran more labs than anybody. I worked really hard. I thought it was all fun. It was quite a journey of discovery, and I loved helping people. The stories that I have of helping people are incredible, success.
And I did look at your website, and I want to hear more about some of those things. But that when I looked at your website and before we talked to each other, functional diagnostic nutrition, I wrote down just a shorthand, trains health coaches. But that might not be how you view your company and what you do. So, in your own words, can you tell us what functional diagnostic nutrition does?
Well, I had to name my first workshop something. Until then, I'd just been a nutritionist trainer who ran labs. Well, I called it functional diagnostic nutrition because it was very functional. It's about how the body's functioning. Now, functional medicine had also come into existence by that time. I saw alternative medicine go from alternative to complementary to integrative. Now it's called functional. It still has not fully evolved, and I could talk about that all day, but I called it functional. It was very functional. How are things working really? And then diagnostic in nature, not medical diagnosis, but data driven, using the lab data. And then nutrition, because I was a nutritionist, and it's very nurturing. So FDN, we're known around the world now. We're in 50 countries. I've trained over 4,000 people, and they're practicing FDN, functional diagnostic nutrition, because it is a unique algorithm and construct of getting to the root and underlying causes. There's always multiple, and sorting it out for a person, giving them things they could do to take back control of all of their health. Unless they have some severe contracted downward spiral that needs a doctor, then we're your guy. We're your people.
Cool.
Mostly women, actually. I don't know why I said guy, but 70% of my students have been women.
And I do want to hear more about that, but we're going to take a break on Health 411 for some brief underwriting announcements. You're listening to 107.7 The Bronx and 107.7TheBronx.com, and we'll be right back.
Health 411 Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on 107.7 The Bronx is underwritten by Capital Health. If someone you loved was sick, how far would you go to make sure they got the best care? Your mother, your sister, your best friend, your neighbor, your son? How far would you go for doctors who will meet with you longer so they really get to know you and who collaborate across disciplines so that they can devise a plan of care that's uniquely right for you? There's no doctor too far, no care too distant, that you wouldn't go there. And for more than 100 years, so has Capital Health. From our hospitals in Trenton and Hopewell, to our primary care offices all across Mercer, Bucks, and Burlington counties, to right here at Rider University, Capital Health has the team of doctors, nurses, experts, specialists, and staff that you can count on to care as much about your loved ones as you do. Because you'd go to the ends of the earth if someone you loved was sick. And so do we, Capital Health.
There's no appointment needed for this doctor's visit.
Now back to the all-new Health 411, underwritten by Capital Health, Minds Advancing Medicine.
107.7 The Bronc and 107.7thebronc.com. We're recording Health 411. Welcome back. I'm Professor Jonathan Karp, and Steve and I are continuing our conversation with Reed Davis, the founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. In the last segments, we heard a little bit about Reed's background and his journey to start Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. And one thing that is sort of what you were talking about, Reed, that I was hoping that you could separate for me. And I see this, you talk about having clients, so you're sort of on sort of like the people come in with issues and you help train them, but you also are looking for people to train to do that. Yes. I mean, so your business does both of those things. So how does it work? Do people who come in as clients like it so much they become trainers of other things? Is that the model?
That has happened. I understand your question, and That has happened. I don't take on clients anymore myself.
Okay.
I have an army of professionals who take on a lot of clients, and I've taught them the methodology that they use. And so, and we have a very robust alumni. And so if someone wanted some personal services, they have a health problem, they want to get rid of it, and they want to use the FDN methodology, I would refer them to my alumni. And we have a very robust referral program there. So, but you have to graduate first. So what I am largely in the business of is recruiting and training new FDN practitioners. So most of our group comes from people with a college degree or working on it, and some kind of certificate or two, sometimes in some modality, like anything from nutrition to personal training to massage, Reiki. We have also a lot of professionals, so you have nurses and chiropractors and acupuncturists and people who want the training, because it takes people to a whole new level of understanding of the anatomy and physiology and biochemistry through the lab work. So my course is focused on lab work. Saliva, urine, blood, stool. We study it all on an individual. And there, again, there's no medical diagnosis or treatment plan. It's here's what's really wrong. And the labs identify a whole constellation of healing opportunities. Now, that's the word, healing opportunities. It's not a medical diagnosis. It's here, Mrs. Smith, this is what's really wrong with you. We think so. And we go over the lab work and explain. And Mrs. Smith always says, oh, my God, no one ever explained it like this. I can't believe you found my problem. You know, everyone else I've ever seen has just tried to sell me something like either a drug. You know, here's your prescription, or here's some supplements and a bunch of stuff to try. But so we actually really get into each individual person. Everybody's a study of one. So to answer your question, I'm training people to do that so that they can go out in the world and spread the love. You know, I mean, I went in the last segment, I said, look, I was one guy in an office. It was a good office, but I could only see so many people. And I was encouraged to train others so that we could just spread the methodology around the world. And we have. Okay. And so, so I don't take on clients, but I have good people to refer one to. And then some of them do want to become, and can I do this? And the truth is, anyone could do this if you have the willingness to learn, if you're coachable, and some acumen for some of the science, mm-hmm. but mostly a desire to help others.
Yeah, I like your word coachable. that's right. That's an important word. That's a whole different conversation. So if somebody was interested in becoming in what you call an FDN practitioner, what are the steps along the way? What's that? educational process look like?
You know, it's really pretty simple. I have a course. It's a private online course. There's a lot of mentoring and engagement with the crew that I've developed over all these years. But I can teach you in 10 months what it took me 10 years to put together. And it's a very pretty rigid curriculum of modules, each with many lessons. And there's quizzes all along the way. And of course, there are really what people love are the practical exercises where you get to work on yourself, because I pay the lab fee for all the labs we run on each student. It's part of your tuition, is you're going to run these labs on yourself. So you're going to really learn it, firsthand with all the mentorship that you get. And then, of course, there is a doozy of a written final, mm-hmm. which you get to preview about halfway through. You can start researching the answers. There's not a multiple choice. It's a lot of essay questions. So it's a very robust, but everyone loves it because it makes sure you got your money's worth out of the course. And of course, there's an oral practical, which so you sort of a one-on-one with the client, where my mentors play the role of the client, and you've got all the lab work, you've got their history, their complaints, and all the data that we collect. Then you meet with that person and explain, what's wrong with you.
What makes what your course work, what makes it unique? What makes it different than other online educational resources that are available?
Yeah, well, there's a good amount of it that I just mentioned, the hands-on practical exercises. And I'll say that, like lots of courses have a written and even a practical, oral practical. But our course, my course, is based on not what I learned at weekend webinars and seminars and in classes. I learned it in the office. I learned it face to face. It took me 10 years to sort out metabolic chaos, is what I call it. And so lots of people know how to run labs, and they might look for a root cause, and they use a sort of a sounds like method. It sounds like this or it sounds like that, and they'll run that lab. God forbid they find something and pat themselves on the back, saying, I found your problem. Because here's what I discovered running thousands of labs on thousands of people. And that is that there's always, always, always multiple causal factors. And they're in a constellation that is hormonal, immune system, digestion, detoxification, energy production, nervous system balance. That's where the healing opportunities lie. And so no one's really looking at it that comprehensively. Again, it comes from 10 years in the office, realizing that when Mrs. Smith comes in and says, I can't sleep, I'm overweight, my bowels don't work very well, I have no sex life, on and on, skin problems, and you name it. Well, that's not one thing. You can't just say, sounds like hypothyroidism, test for that. And, I've discovered your problem, you're hypothyroid, here's your medication. And that's just treating the paper, in our opinion. So I sorted out this system, and I just gave it to you, HIDDEN, the hidden stressors and contributors to metabolic chaos. And it's hormone, immune, digestion, detoxification, energy production, nervous system. We could throw in oxidative stress and some other tests, but that's what's going to uncover the most healing opportunities, the most areas that need improvement for a person. And that's the investigative process that I teach.
Right. And you said several times the functional lab. And some of the things that you mentioned, I don't think you could measure unless you had some blood, some stool samples, saliva. How do people get those things?
Well, this is the beauty of our work. Now there's direct-to-consumer lab tests everywhere. Even the major LabCorp and Quest, the biggest referencing labs on the planet, they have their own direct-to-consumer. So I kind of invented it, I think, or was one of a few people back in the day. I had to create a system for people to get the lab work, and I worked with some really good, smart labs and good doctors and created the first direct-to-consumer program that my students can all use. And so they all work through this program. And that's another beauty that makes us unique. So we have our own in-house, we call it the Medical Director Program. Yep. And so I'd love to tell you more about the protocols, but the main theme here has been HIDDE, and that's the labs, that's the investigation into what's really wrong.
That'd be great. So let us take a break for underwriting and we'll come back and I will ask you about the protocols because with my science background, I'm sort of interested in that. We'll be right back with Health 411 after these underwriting announcements. You're listening to 107.7 The Bronc and 1077thebronc.com.
Health 411 Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on 107.7 The Bronc is underwritten by Capital Health. If someone you loved was sick, how far would you go to make sure they got the best care? Your mother, your sister, your best friend, your neighbor, your son? How far would you go for doctors who will meet with you longer so they really get to know you and who collaborate across disciplines so that they can devise a plan of care that's uniquely right for you? There's no doctor too far, no care too distant that you wouldn't go there. And for more than 100 years, so has Capital Health. From our hospitals in Trenton and Hopewell to our primary care offices all across Mercer, Bucks, and Burlington counties to right here at Rider University, Capital Health has the team of doctors, nurses, experts, specialists, and staff that you can count on to care as much about your loved ones as you do. Because you'd go to the ends of the earth if someone you loved was sick. And so do we, Capital Health. There's no appointment needed for this doctor's visit. Now back to the all-new Health 411, underwritten by Capital Health, Minds Advancing Medicine.
1077thebronc.com and 107.7 The Bronc. Welcome back to Health 411. We're continuing our conversation with Reed Davis, founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. At the end of the last segment, Reed was telling us about the direct-to-consumer. He sort of adopted that industry to send people the tests they need to do some functional tests. I promised we're going to ask you about the protocols, Reed. So what do these protocols look like? What do the people have to do?
Great question. And the background on it is that when I first started at the clinic 25 years ago, I noticed people would come into the office pretty consistent. They were very curious, interested, what can we do for them? But what I realized real quickly is, hey, Mrs. Smith, you're coming in three times a week. That's great. But what are you doing at home? So I started developing a home-based program that anyone could follow. It's rather disciplined sometimes, and it's all based on lab work. So you have to have done that. Remember we said in the last segment, we look for hormone, immune, digestion, detoxification, and so on, these other problems through the lab work. We get that data as it applies to that individual.
So does every test assay the same hormones, the same biological markers, or do people have to choose from a menu of what they want assayed in these kits?
Again, I spent 10 years sorting out the markers and have even helped develop some of this lab work. Mm-hmm. I don't own a lab, but I know a lot about it. I was educated by the lab rats and lab geniuses long, long time ago, and I still work with them very closely to develop labs. But no, these are, again, a hormone saliva test. Immune system, also there's markers there. And then we go into the dried urine. We go into a finger stick blood test. We go into a stool test. We go into a full blood draw type of test. So there's five labs that I ask everyone to do. And that's what I teach. They're the standard foundational labs that look at HIDDEN+.
Cool.
And once you have that data, again, it's highly correlated with an individual. If it doesn't explain why Mrs. Smith feels like crap, then you haven't done your work. And you need clinical correlation because Mrs. Smith also has to believe in it and understand that, hey, this is what you need to do to fix it, which is your question. What about the protocols? So again, because I wasn't a physician and couldn't diagnose and treat, there's no prescription writing for me. And even though I was trained in allopathic nutrition and allopathic supplementation, I never liked using it. That means just using supplements to treat a symptom mm-hmm. instead of drugs, which is probably safer and all around better, but they take longer to work and so on. So I didn't like allopathy one bit. So instead, what I developed was this, remember, it's what you do at home that counts, Mrs. Smith. So there's five things and it's another acronym. I gave you the HIDDEN yes. investigation, and then you apply, so you know what's wrong. Then you apply the general principles of health building inherent in the DRESS program. That's Dress for Health Success, and it stands for diet, metabolically typed to each person, each individual. The R is rest, of course, and you can rest more than just your body, your soul, your emotions, and it's not just sleep is what I'm trying to say. So diet, rest. The E is exercise. We don't need to go into that right now. And the two S's are stress reduction. You've heard that word before. And then, of course, supplementation, which is really important because food is very low quality these days. So you need supplements, the extra vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, antioxidants, trace elements, phytonutrients. So supplementation is a big field in itself. But where I would probably focus with new clients and in the beginning with people and educating the client, it'd be with the D diet. Rest is really important, and the stress reduction, because there's so many different types of stress, and that would be mental, emotional stress. Everyone knows about that. If you watch the news, heaven forbid, you're going to get stressed out.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got your boss and your spouse and your children and your money situation. So there's a lot of mental, emotional stress. There's psycho-spiritual stress, which comes from not having a purpose in your life. And then, of course, there's the physical stress of accidents and injuries. And that would be my nemesis is the amount of extreme sports and kickboxing and jiu-jitsu and surfing and skiing and cordless bungee jumping. That's the one to watch out for.
Oh, my God. So I have to ask. So what I'm hearing, I hear a lot of things. You're making me think about a lot of things. But one of the things that you've emphasized is you're not a physician. You're not trying to diagnose disease. But it seems like a lot of what you're approaching is the difference between healing and cure. How it, do you know what I'm getting at when I say that?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So,
of course.
So somebody who spent 30 years now in the industry, how do you view that? The difference between healing
I view
and cure.
It this way, that no physician and no nutritionist and no one else in the health business has ever cured anyone of anything. The body will heal itself if you nurture it the right way with all the right things that it's genetically required to have, and you remove all the interferences, which is why when I mentioned stress reduction, that's huge. Just it's yes, of course, you have to feed, you have to eat right and nurture your body, you have to sleep and you have to exercise, but stress reduction is big. We mentioned the mental, emotional, psycho-spiritual, and the trauma, like injuries. Well, then pain is bad for you. It's very stressful. And then, of course, there is the chemical stressors. Remember where I started in this whole journey was in environmental law. So I know how bad the environment is. I know about the tens of thousands of chemicals that are out there that a lot of them we don't even know what they are or where they are, but we're exposed to them. We're basically swimming in a toxic soup, marinating, as one physician friend of mine calls it.
And, in many
and
regards,
so,
yes.
And that's why, you know what, I just on the news I watch this morning, they talked about the incidence of childhood cancer is really increasing. Well, where do you think that's coming from? You know, they're not watching the news getting stressed out because their friends don't like them. They're stressed out by chemicals. And so we're up against it. And so what I do is run lab work to identify what's off, what's out of balance or not working right, the dysfunction, and then apply the principles of health building, which puts the power back in the hands of that person.
And it seems to me, Reed, that you can't use a single cross-sectional assay, one of your functional tests, to measure however many things you measure. You have to do these things over time to develop a profile to see how nutritional and your relaxation, how these interventions change these things. Is that part of the program? Is over time
great.
You have to track these
great.
Things?
Thank you. That's a great part of it. So you can run all the labs at once. Matter of fact, we prefer that you do. Let's just get the lab work out of the way. Identify the healing opportunities. Make sure that it all highly correlates with the person that we're working with. Then teach the principles of healing inherent in the DRESS. But then there's the third step, which is working with that person, which is where the health coaching comes in, which circles back to your question about these health coaches. It just wasn't the way I designed it, but it's what turned out to be our best customer, because they're the ones who want to up level their skills, and they don't want to have to go back to school to become a naturopath or something and spend 100 grand and 2 years of their life.
So it
And I
sounds
have a lot of masters and PhDs say, boy, I wish I had just took your course. 10 months,
yeah.
less than 10 grand.
Well, if you think about it, if you're training people to read these, assays of biological markers. I mean, that sounds like a big part of it, is you're reading these assays and not diagnosing, but inform. If you understand the physiology behind it, you can talk about, when these hormone levels are up, it means something. When these are down, it means something. And, here's
It
some ideas.
does.
Yeah.
And the other, the hand in the glove is that the protocols also don't treat anything specifically. They treat every cell, tissue, organ, system, the entire organism simultaneously, and you just simply get healthier. And so, kind of like they've said, darkness can't exist in a light. As soon as you turn the lights on, there's no more darkness. Well, there's no more disease when you turn on all the functions. It simply fades away. Function returns to what real normal is, which is really good. People have a mistaken impression that headaches can be normal. There's no such thing as a normal symptom
Yeah, just
of
a normal
any kind.
headache. Excellent. So Reed, we need to take a break on Health 411 for some underwriting announcements. We're going to come back and continue our conversation. You are listening to 107.7 The Bronx and 107.7thebronx.com.
Health 411 Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on 107.7 The Bronx is underwritten by Capital Health. If someone you loved was sick, how far would you go to make sure they got the best care? Your mother, your sister, your best friend, your neighbor, your son? How far would you go for doctors who will meet with you longer so they really get to know you and who collaborate across disciplines so that they can devise a plan of care that's uniquely right for you? There's no doctor too far, no care too distant that you wouldn't go there. And for more than 100 years, so has Capital Health. From our hospitals in Trenton and Hopewell to our primary care offices all across Mercer, Bucks, and Burlington counties to right here at Rider University, Capital Health has the team of doctors, nurses, experts, specialists, and staff that you can count on to care as much about your loved ones as you do. Because you'd go to the ends of the earth if someone you loved was sick. And so do we, Capital Health. There's no appointment needed for this doctor's visit. Now back to the all-new Health 411, underwritten by Capital Health, Minds Advanced Medicine.
107.7 The Bronx and 107.7thebronx.com. We're recording Health 411 from the Digital Bronx Studios. Welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with the founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, FDN, Reed Davis. So, Reed, if somebody wanted to learn more about FDN, how would they find you?
Well, thanks. We have a URL just for you guys. It's fdntraining.com/health411 in honor of the show.
Cool. And if somebody was to follow that link, do you have examples of people who have engaged in your program on there for people to read about? Any of them you want to share?
Well, thanks. Typically, that URL would lead to some kind of free course. Like we have leader courses. My course is really robust, really quite an undertaking.
How long does it usually take to complete?
It takes people about 10 months, and it's quite a bit of study. Again, there's very robust anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, not to mention all the history taking. You have to learn how to interpret the labs, but the application of the processes or the dress protocol is going to fix everything. And how do you talk to Mrs. Smith about that, or Mr. Jones, or whoever it is? And we work with men, women, and children. There's no, I mean, everyone needs to be healthy. These general principles of healing and health building apply to everyone. We've had people do it on their dogs. So it's really, really a construct and algorithms involved that look at the data and discover the underlying causes and conditions that need to be improved, and then give people the pathway to fix it themselves. And of course, we're also all health coaches in a sense, whether you've had training in that or not. And I include some in the course, how to talk to people and motivate them and interview them and actually onboard them, because we're fee for service business. So FDNs are professionals who hold themselves out for the most part as fee-for-service practitioners. So you pay us, we'll run the labs, tell you what they mean, and explain what to do, and then work with you for some time. So again, unlike medical, which is here's your diagnosis, here's your pills, come back in 3 months, we'll test and see if the paper looks any
Well,
better. No, it's
I have to ask
yeah.
this question related to that. I mean, it's you said it. It's sort of in the realm of what's coming of personalized medicine, but certainly it's not one size fits all. Because if somebody takes your functional screening tests and does have, let's say, type 2 diabetes, the how you deal with that person in terms of metabolic stuff would be very different than an age-matched person who doesn't have type 2 diabetes, just because functionally their bodies are just different. Is that part of what you're training them to do? Is that
We just,
your method recognize that individualism?
Well, yes. Hopefully, we get them pre-diabetes before their
Yes.
diagnosis. And there's lots and lots of clues that lead to that, or Alzheimer's, or anything else you want to talk about that's generally considered, end state. You've now reached the medical diagnosis threshold. And we still will work around the edges of that. So if someone comes with a diagnosis of diabetes and hypothyroidism and irritable bowel disease, you name it, yes, we'll work with that person, as they might also see their physician for the kind of care or maintenance that they're getting. Most physicians are either into symptom relief or disease management. They don't really get anyone well. You're in the system. And so we want them out of the system into a self-reliant and take responsibility. Do the things that, look, you lift yourself into that problem. Diabetes is a classic example, and obesity, these things. You lift yourself into that. Let's live your back out of that. It can be reversed in most cases. Now, if there's a physician involved, we have the utmost respect for that. And would never countermand or say, don't take that medication, anything stupid like
Right.
that. No, you work together until the physician would say, hey, looks like you're living much better these days. You don't need as much medication, or any at all, perhaps. And that's the ideal scene.
Yeah. And
So.
it's and I appreciate this. You and it maybe it's your legal background, but you seem very, very careful not to step on medical diagnosis or medical interventions. It's really lifestyle and wellness sort of stuff. So did
Absolutely.
your legal background and sort of inform that approach?
And it helped me a lot, and still does, because we get the fingers pointed at us that we're practicing medicine without a license. We absolutely are not. We don't operate the same way. We don't use the same algorithms. We're not there just for symptom relief and disease management. We're trying to teach that person how to lift themselves out of the problem. What markers do you need to pay attention to? And by the way, some of the best doctors in the world are on our side, and they're creating labs and studying markers and doing the research behind what we do. Most of them are very dedicated to helping people.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
so we're not against doctors one bit. We know where the which sandbox we're in, and which sandbox they're in.
Yeah. Well,
And there isn't, we don't get around it. There's no gray area. It's very clear.
and my experience is, I don't know if we have a shared experience this way, a lot of physicians do not want to get into the world of behavioral change because it's too difficult to change people's behavior. It seems like that's really what you're trying to do.
They're very pessimistic, and most people don't take their medication
Right.
anyway.
Compliance is a big issue. Lifestyle
It
changes are really
is.
hard. Like you said,
Well,
you lived yourself into a certain situation. It's really hard to change that,
yeah.
to get out of
Well,
it.
physicians would do better. They could grow. Remember, I said I've seen alternative medicine become complementary
Yeah.
than integrative. Now there's functional, which is where it's almost reversed roles. They claim to be looking for root causes. They don't quite understand metabolic chaos the way that we teach it. I don't think, or at least their algorithm for diagnosis and treatment doesn't allow them to. See, they still get paid by insurance companies mostly, which require you can't get paid if you don't diagnose and treat something.
That's right. Everybody needs a
So
code. Yeah.
that's their MO.
Yeah.
We have no interest in that whatsoever.
They're not coding people by a number. So, are there contraindications? Is there anything where somebody should not approach the FDN
That's a
methodology?
really good question. And if it's going to be distracting, if what we would say, Mrs. Smith, you need to eat better, go to bed on time, and get up and exercise and reduce stress in every way it could be identified, and take your supplements, there's really no downside unless it distracts the person from some contracted downward spiral that they need to have more attention. In other words, you're dying, Mrs. Smith. So none of this is going to mean a whole lot in the long run. You need to focus on your doctor's instructions to overcome or manage whatever that downward spiral is centered around. So the only way that we could harm someone is distracting them from someone dying. Now, I'll give you an example. If some mother of a young child who's got a really bad medical condition, in other words, they're dying, says, "Oh, well, I'm going to do this the alternative way," and that kid dies, they're screwed, the doctor's screwed, everybody's screwed, like it didn't work at all. So the way that's the only way I can think of that alternative medicine, and not so much our approach, but it could be lumped in there, that it distracts you from saving someone's life. So if someone needs heroic care, for gosh sakes, get it. Dr. Jonathan, if you got off a plane from West Africa and had just been in the jungle and all this stuff, and your temperature's 105 and you're bleeding from your eyeballs, you're not going to call your nutritionist.
No, you're
Please
not.
don't call your nutritionist. Please go get attendant care. Because if you think we're going to help you, no, the observations we make can't be capitalized on. We need time to help the body heal.
Cool. That is sort of a I think a great sort of ending closer statement to make, Reed. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been talking
My
to
pleasure.
Reed Davis, the founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition. Thank you, Reed, for this wonderful conversation. This is 107.7 The Bronx and 107.7thebronx.com. We are recording live from the Digital Bronx Studios. Thank you for listening to Health 411. This program is part of Capital Health Medical Center and Rider University's efforts to bring people together to address careers and issues associated with all aspects of health and healthcare. I hope today's conversation with Reed Davis, founder of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition, has given you things to think about nutrition and the healthcare industry and even possible career paths. If you have questions and/or comments about this program or want to make suggestions for future broadcasts, please email us at health411@rider.edu.
Remember, you have a doctor's appointment scheduled for every Sunday at 10 a.m. Don't miss the all-new Health 411 with Dr. Jonathan Karp and our expert medical guest from Capital Health. You can listen to Health 411 anytime on demand. Go to 1077thebronx.com/health411 to listen to past episodes, or tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. to hear the weekend rewind edition of Health 411. Health 411 on 1077 The Bronx is underwritten by Capital Health, Minds Advancing Medicine. Capital Health is the region's leader in providing progressive quality patient care with exceptional physicians, nurses, and staff, as well as advanced technology.